Welcome, friends. My name is Sophie, and I am a yoga health guide on her journey for truth, hydration, and wholeness. I am grateful our paths have crossed. Enjoy the episode. Hello, listeners, yogis, spiritual beings, whatever you like to call yourself. Yogi Sophie here, and I am sitting in a river and ready to talk about Mercury retrograde. And so we all are familiar with the term, as it's just become quite popular, quite trendy to talk about Mercury retrograde, and unfortunately also trendy to blame our problems on it. And I am here to let you know that that's not what we should be doing. And we need to take responsibility for ourselves and our energy in every single situation, in every astrological transit, in every retrograde, and every time of our life. Just because there might be external forces acting upon you is no excuse to introduce a lack of responsibility and introduce this feeling that we can just blame our problems on something else, or to even just give in to feelings that you might be feeling that may not be fact. And what I mean by this, so retrogrades, let's go into a little bit about retrogrades. It's a time where the planets in the sky, whatever of you retrograding at that point, appear to be turning the other way. And there might be some explanations out there on why it looks like that. I have my own opinion, but it's not popular. I'm not quite ready to share it yet. So we'll just say it looks like the planets are going backwards. They're in retrograde. And what this does is it invites us into a place where wherever the energies are, that planet is a ruler of. I don't want to say in charge of, simply a ruler, because we are in charge of our own energies. So it's asking us to take those energies and put them on rest. Not don't do anything with them, just take a breather, slow it down, and look more inward before we begin to project outward into the world once again. This world is one where we are always projecting outward. We're always trying to create stuff and put it out, or say stuff, or make our voice heard, or even just project our feelings onto the world. And it asks us to turn inward, to do the other thing, you know, where we take some rest, do a little more yin yoga, a little more meditation, take those energies and ask, does this really need to go out right now? And during retrogrades, the energies say, probably not. So Mercury is in charge of many things. It's the ruler of Gemini, which is an air sign, as well as Virgo, which is an earth sign. And that is what I am. And it's also in charge of communication, transportation, the space between, you know, point A and point B. Travel could also be something interpreted. And this can be expressed in a myriad of ways, but number one is communication. And during Mercury retrograde, which happens about four times a year, right now this current one started May 29. We entered the shadow period before that, which is where I tend to feel more things. Tend to. No rules there. And it ends June 20, I believe it was 22nd. Yes. And so up until June 22nd, the world is asking us to take a moment before we speak. Take a moment before we send the email. Take a moment before we project outwards. Take a moment before we start a job, before we book a ticket. And on a deeper level, just take a moment before you take that energy within you and decide to spew it out into the world. What is it inside that has been simmering for a little while? What have you been creating? What have you been pondering? What has your spirit been asking you to focus on? And before you decide to take that stuff and put it out, create a course or send an email or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, this applies in so many ways. It's asking you to truly embody this, to really process this information that you're receiving, the downloads that you might be getting from the universe, or whatever you're learning. Take the time to process these energies. And this is a great portal because it asks us, again, to truly embody whatever it is we're trying to preach later on in life, whatever it is that's guiding us. How can you be a teacher of something if you have not fully gone through that initiatory process? And I'm not saying we can't teach anything and everything. Like, for example, yoga is such a deep concept, a deep spiritual practice, a lifelong experience. I'm not going to say I can't sit here and teach yoga, but I might have been able to embody certain aspects of it. I've embodied the asana aspect. Currently, I'm going through the fires of Brahmacharya. You know, that's kind of just been a theme since I've been to India. And also the process that I'm going through right now is ensuring that whatever it is that I'm going to teach. Oh, there's a hummingbird. Whatever it is I'm about to teach next regarding Ayurveda and coaching, that I know how to do that upon myself, to apply that upon myself. You know, don't preach how great it is to get up early if you're not doing it, which is me. I'm sleeping too late. No shame. So just taking a moment to look inward during these times. And another aspect that can come up here is it could be a moment in time where you might be reliving some feelings. And so there may have been practices or emotions, big overhauls in your life that you've gone through already, and you thought they were done and you moved through them and you're feeling great, and now all of a sudden you're feeling the same feelings again. And sometimes retrogrades can feel like you're going backwards, you know, yourself, like you might be regressing into old patterns or habits, energies, but truly it's actually a final push in my experience. It's that final push to really break into a new state of being, to actually finally shed the last bit of those energies. And so for me, this looks like my feelings of lack or not enoughness, my feelings of I should be doing more with my life. All of those energies are kind of coming back. And instead of sinking into them and surrendering to them and deciding that I need to overhaul things because now is not the time to begin new projects or endeavors, I am simply going to sit with those and those feelings, meditate upon them. And I'm not going to lie, you might need a crying session or two, as I did. Feel them out, but don't take action upon them. Feel it out, but don't take action. Just take that time to truly process these remnants, you know? And things that can help with that are, of course, meditation, somatic work. So maybe not just yoga, but a form of union with the body. Hey, Smidge, can we not eat the grass, please? Thanks. A form of union with the body. Meditating on the bones is a great place. Any sort of trauma work, therapy, of course. Working on the mindset. What is it that's coming up for you? Journal all about it. Write all about it. Podcast all about it. Whatever it is you got to do. And then just write out the rest of this retrograde and see what comes to light for you. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm not sitting here getting all these ideas and my excited, angsty pit of self is getting so excited to start new things, but I'm still going to cool it down, work on these things, make sure every little detail is ironed out, and then once we're out of the retrograde, then I'm going to begin to put it out into the world, what I've been learning and experiencing and embodying. Share the fires that I am walking through myself. So whatever you need today, tomorrow, throughout the rest of this retrograde, be sure to find that space for yourself. Be sure to slow it down. And truly, this, and when I say slow down, I don't just mean, you know, and it may all be that you might be able to do, but truly take a look at every aspect of your life. How are you operating while you are at work? How are you operating while you are eating? How are you operating while you're brushing your teeth? While you're showering? While you're making food? While you're winding down for the night? Are you zoning out? Are you reacting? Are you still projecting out to the world all the feelings that you stirred up inside? And turning your life into a meditation during every one of those things I mentioned and beyond, during every moment of your life, try to be mindful so that we can learn to respond from a place of wholeness and ease instead of reacting from this place of fear and triggeredness. I hope that this helps maybe clear up some stuff about retrograde. I know that some things can be a little ruthless, and that's okay, you know. I'm just not here to take any BS, and I'm trying my best not to dish any BS out into the world, and we all need to take responsibility for that within ourselves. Just taking a moment to imagine a world where everyone took responsibility for their energy and their actions. If everyone took a moment to meditate every morning, to be in nature. Take it easy the rest of this retrograde. And again, if you are needing guidance and learning how to incorporate these practices into your life and learning how to speak your truth from that place of wholeness, learning how to free emotions from the body, free them from weighing you down, give me a call, give me an email, whatever it is, book online, you know, all the fancy things. Smidge, please don't eat the grass. And that's yogisophie.com. And I appreciate you listening, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Namaste.